Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgalicious definition, make them boys go loco.
Hello,
they
hello.
My treasures so they get their pleasures from my boats. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgalicious. But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, it's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. It's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Burgalicious. Taste it. Burgalicious dip. Burgalicious dip. Burgalicious dip. Burgalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm Burgalicious.
So delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, it's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. It's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Burgalicious. Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out. Baby, 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 if you really want that, honey, get some patience, baby, then you'll get a taste. I'm gonna taste it, taste it, I'll be laced with lace it. It's so tasty, taste it, it'll make you crazy.
G to the A, to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the A, to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the E, to the L-I-C-I-O, you S to the D, to the E, to the,
hit it, Fergie.
Time I turn around, brothers gather round, always looking at me up and down, looking at me. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it. But I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Three, two, one.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show.
and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and voice your opinion on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. On yesterday, I know I sent out show notes, all the nine, the whole nine. I was ready to get up on the show at showtime, and there was some technical difficulties on the show. And I had to cancel the show on yesterday, and I couldn't be with you guys. And I apologize for that, but, hey, it's something that's out of my control, okay? That was something that I couldn't control. Okay. So, sorry about that, but, I'm back in the saddle today and I'm ready to run. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and let's talk. Now, today's weather, we're looking at a nice 62 degrees right now with a high of 89 today. I don't know if it's going to get from 62 to 89 within, you know, these next few hours. I don't know if we're going to get there. But that's what they're saying. Now it's 62. We're looking at a high of 89 today. And then on tomorrow, let's see, on tomorrow, you're looking at a high of 92 with a slight chance of rain. Friday and Saturday are low 90s and a great chance of rain. Okay. So, you know, you're looking at rain Friday and Saturday of this week. So, enjoy today, enjoy tomorrow, but Friday looks like there's going to be some rain in the forecast. Today's word of the day is draconian. Draconian is an adjective and it's spelled D-R-A-C-O-N-I-A-N, conian. Draconian means cruel or severe, okay? Cruel, and it also means severe. So if someone calls you draconian, that means you're cruel. Or someone may call you draconian, that means you're severe. And I think of being over the edge, you know, you're over the top with your stuff. Okay. So draconian is an adjective and it means cruel or severe. All right. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome to the show. Now, before I get into today's topic, I wanted to say that I heard a troubling story. Okay. And I've been trying to look into this. I've been trying to get information on it. But maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. Maybe you guys can find it for me and send me a message and let me know how to find it or what have you. But a friend of mine told me that just this past weekend, or maybe even late last week, he went into the store and bought a new pair of Jordans, okay? And then he said, not long after that, which is ironic, but not long after that, his sister called him because she knows how he loves these shoes, okay? She calls him and she says, I heard, or I just read, that Michael Jordan invested $2 million to an Illinois state prison. Okay? He invested $2 million in an Illinois state prison. And immediately, you know, my friend, you know, he turns around the next day and takes the shoes back and gets his money back. And he says because he can't support someone who supports imprisonment. Okay? Now I understand where he's coming from as far as that goes. But I don't know what the $2 million donation is for. I don't know if it's for adding new computers, putting better bunks in the cells, or adding a basketball court, or redoing the field that the guys use in recreation time, or I don't know what his donation is for. That's what I'm trying to research, and that's what I'm trying to find out, is what's this donation for? Why did you give a state prison $2 million? And it says he invested $2 million in the state prison. So when I think of investment, I think that you're, getting into business with someone and wanting to, think it's a viable business and want to invest and share in on the profits. So, and I know that, okay, prisons are, I think, a profit center. I think they make money. And then I read that the governor of Illinois, and, Illinois is the state where the city of Chicago lives. Right? And Michael Jordan played in the city of Chicago. He played basketball in the city of Chicago. He's a god in Chicago. Now, the governor of Chicago asked Nike to bring the jobs of making the shoes, these jobs which are overseas, bring those jobs back home to Illinois, okay? And let's let the prisoners make the shoes, okay? Y'all listening now. Listen to me. The governor of the state of Illinois asked Nike to bring jobs, to bring those jobs which are overseas here to the United States, to the state of Illinois. Okay? The jobs of making these, excuse me, guys, the job of making these shoes they want to bring those jobs to Illinois, the state of Illinois, and they want to use the prisoners. They want to give these prisoners in the state penitentiary jobs and have them make the shoes. Now, I think that's a, I don't know really what kind of idea to call it. But they're saying that in the state of Illinois, each prisoner makes about $17 a day. Okay, when he works, he makes about $17 a day. And that equates to, you know, I don't know how many cents per hour. Okay, or maybe a dollar and something per hour. Let's see if I can get my calculator here, and let's see what we got. We got $17 a day, and let's assume that they work 8 hours a day. $2.15 an hour. Now, I don't think that it was that much. I didn't, you know. Okay, it's not that much. Let's do something different. Here it is now. $17 a day. Or $17 a week divided by 7 days a week. 17.00 divided by 7 equals $2.4. It's not right. Something's not coming up right. I'm not doing something right. It's only a few cents an hour. Okay, the prisoners are making a few cents. It's 17 cents an hour. Okay, there's the article. 17 cents an hour is what the prisoners of the state of Illinois makes during the day when they work. 17 cents an hour. So they want to pay these prisoners 17 cents an hour to make these, you know, Air Jordans that costs upwards of close to $200. Pay them 17 cents an hour. Okay? So the governor of Illinois wants Nike to bring those jobs back to Illinois, bring those jobs to the state of Illinois, and have the prisoners make these Air Jordan shoes. So, here's the catch. Michael Jordan has donated $2 million to the Illinois State Prison. So, do you think that $2 million was for maybe to get more beds, the better beds in the state prison, maybe to get a better recreation area for the prisoners, maybe to get some computers for the prisoners? No. I think, and this is just my opinion, I think that this $2 million that he's invested in the prison system in the state of Illinois is to bring this equipment in and get set up for these prisoners, the shoes. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Today's episode, and it is entitled "The Pros and Cons of Your Man or Woman Being a Stripper." Okay, so and I want to discuss the good and bad side of this lucrative. I mean, the strip clubs are a lucrative business. What I mean by lucrative is very, very profitable. Okay, there are strip clubs in Atlanta that's been around 20, 25 years. They may have changed management over the years or something like that, or ownership over the years, but they're holding on. Okay? Because it's a very lucrative business. And how to, and we're going to talk about how to cope with it, possibly. How to cope with your man or your woman being a stripper. Now, I don't know how to cope with it because my woman is not a stripper. Okay? But I've known people who's had, and I say had, women who were strippers. Okay? And I guess that they didn't know how to cope with it. And that's why they're not together today. I'm talking about the pros and cons of your man or your woman being a stripper. And again, this is a very lucrative business. And these men and these women make, upwards, close to $1,000 a night. Okay? And I was told that, they don't even work every night of the week. Sunday night is not a good night for strip clubs. Monday night is not a good night for strip clubs. Tuesday night is not a good night for strip clubs. When the really good looking, nice body women, they Friday and Saturday nights. Okay, that's when they work. That's when the real strippers are in town, or not in town, but are in the clubs. Okay, that's a little tip for you guys that want to hit the nightclub. The strip club. I'm not a strip club guy, but I'm sorry. I get tongue tied. Anyway, so think about this. $1,000 a night. $500 a night is a good night. That's a good day for anyone working. Okay? Now you're talking about working three nights. You're talking about bringing in $1,500 a week. That's $3,000 every 2 weeks. That's $6,000 a month. That's pretty good money. And then you're only working 3 days a week. That's one of the pros of being a stripper, whether male or female. Now, I don't know the male side of it as far as the money that men work being strippers, but I'm sure they make good money as well. Okay? Now, let's flip it over. A con of your man or your woman being a stripper is someone is looking or touching your man or your woman when they're at work. And is not looking at them or touching them with a business suit on. It's not looking at them or touching them with the jeans and a t-shirt on. It's not looking at them and touching them with lingerie on. It's looking at your man, looking at your woman when they're in their birthday suit. You know, a friend of mine calls the women's strip club a shoe show. He'll tell me he's going to the shoe show. And I know exactly what he's talking about. Because that's really all they have on are shoes. Okay? So he tell me he's going to the shoe show to see some shoes. But he's going to watch women strip, or, you know, I don't even think that they strip anymore. I don't think that they come out with anything on. I think they just come out, you know, I guess they come out with maybe some type of bikini bathing suit on, and then they, you know, I guess that's stripping. They take the little bikini top off and take the little bottom off. I guess that's the stripping part, right? But that's one of the cons of your man or your woman being a stripper. If some man or some woman is touching your man, your woman, when they're at work, and they do it for money. Now, one of the pros is they make a lot of money, right? It's one of the pros. Another pro of having a man or a woman, you know, as a stripper, is that you can get a show every night, right? But I guarantee you this, is that every night they're not willing to put on a show for you. Okay? Because you're not paying. You're getting a free show. So they're not willing to put on a show for you every night. So it's a pro and a con right there, right? You possibly could get a show every night. Or the con, you may not get a show every night. Okay? So those are the things that, you know, some of the pros and the cons of your man or your woman being a stripper. And that's, you know, that's part of that, right? And you have to be able to deal with them being at work and, you know, men watching them or women watching them when they're in their birthday suits. Men touching them or women touching them in inappropriate places. You have to be able to deal with that. Okay? When you're involved in a relationship with a stripper. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, here's an idea. And I want you guys to maybe give me some feedback on it. You guys can send me an email, or some of you who have my personal cell number, you can send me a text. But I'm changing the format of my show. Okay. I'm going to start doing weekly shows where during that week, it may be about relationships. During that week, it may be about, I'm going to tell you, it is going to be about relationships, you know, relationships with fathers and daughters, or sisters and brothers, or mom and dads, or husband and wives. All these different relationships I'm going to talk about during that week. And then, you know, maybe on the next week or whatever, I'm going to talk about barbecuing and smoking meats. Okay. And, you know, some of that stuff, you know, I'm going to talk about, you know, how to marinate your and smoke a brisket. You know, how to get your charcoal going on your charcoal grill. I mean, this is stuff that people have asked me. I mean, grown men have asked me, how do you start your charcoal? How do you keep your meat from tasting like lighter fluid? Or you can taste the lighter fluid or smell the lighter fluid within your food. Well, I'm going to do that on my show. I'm going to tell you how to start your charcoal grill. I'm going to talk about a recipe from one of my baby back ribs recipe. I'm going to talk about making a special sauce that you can call your own. I mean, that kind of stuff. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start doing I'm going to start having a heading like relationships, and then I'm going to break it out into different parts of a relationship. Like I said, I'm going to talk about a father-daughter relationship, a single man with multiple women, that type of relationship, gays and lesbian relationships. I'm going to talk about all kinds of relationships during that week. Okay. But on Thursday, I'm changing up. I'm having every Thursday is going to be Throwback Thursday, where we're going to hear songs. You know, I'm going to play songs from the 80s and the 90s all during the show. Okay. I'm not going to be talking much at all during that show on Thursday. It's just going to be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, the 80s and 90s music. I think it's going to be very, very good. So that's what I'm doing with my show. I'm changing the format of my show. I'm still going to talk about some of these hard topics like today. I'm still going to throw in some of these hard topics. I'm going to centralize each one of them and start to do little, you know, segments of different pieces of that one topic. Okay. And I wanted to tell you guys that because I think that's not only gonna bring in more and more listeners, but it's gonna bring a whole different bag of listeners, so to speak. Listeners from all over the place. I mean, I got a lot of listeners, but now I believe I'm gonna hone in on some more listeners from a wider variety of places. Now, this comes on the heels of Blog Talk Radio telling me that I can build my listener base even bigger with these type of shows. So I'm going to try that. Okay. I still want you guys to send me topics that I can talk about. But I'm also going to do, a different format for the show. Okay. And again, guys, I appreciate you guys' time. Appreciate y'all listening to me. Let me say one more thing. This weather is changing, right? You guys can see this. I mean, you can feel the weather starting to change, right? Okay, you can feel that at night, you feel the weather change. You're getting a breeze at night. It's cooler at night. You know what that means. That means the fall is coming. Start seeing leaves on the ground and leaves starting to change in the trees. That means that fall is coming. So that means that everyone needs to start to kind of bundle up, guys, especially at night. At night, you may want to put on a long sleeve or a sweatshirt at night if you're outside. So I want you guys to take care of yourselves, because I know that we're all working hard every day, and you don't need that time off for being sick. When you take time off, you want to enjoy your time off. So I don't want you guys to have to take time off for being sick. So drink, you know, drink water. And again, you know, cover up, put on a sweatshirt and at night. And if you're outside, and take care of yourselves and stay warm, because this is the time, these next few weeks, where people are going to start to develop colds over the next few weeks because they're not covering up. And that stuff's going to get in your body, and you're going to lose a few days of work. Hey, I got about 5 minutes left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in and listening to me go on and on. Let's see. I want to play something. Let me do this. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, again. And I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care.
an enemy and you know a hoochie ain't a hizzo. That's why you gotta dizzo, but really you don't hear me though. But anyway, I ain't tripping, so don't you slip, cause I'm dipping and sucker, you ain't hipping. You gotta step to a hoochie with a little more game on your tongue, or your ass I get hung. And I don't need a father figure, daddy dear is trying to nut up. Put your game up or shut the fuck up. And about that little tramp you supporting, you stand me down, but I'm that hoochie you was shouting. Cause that